President Bush is slated to speak at Concordia University in the Milwaukee suburb of Mequon. The private school is associated with the Lutheran Church. Concordia President Patrick Ferry says he thinks the president's faith-based approach to some government programs will hit home with Concordia students.
There is a resonance, at least, and that is that our graduates, most of them come from a Christian perspective. Their faith is something that motivates them to serve in a variety of capacities, not only within the church, but also within the community. So I think the impetus of it is really something that also is important to us here at Concordia.
Ferry says there is some racial and economic diversity in the Concordia student body, although most of the kids at the Mequon campus are white and come from at least middle-income families. The surrounding community of Ozaukee County is one of the most Republican in the state. Still, several left-of-center groups plan to travel to Mequon to hold rallies against the Bush administration's record, especially in the area of education. Carolyn Castor of Wisconsin Citizen Action says financial aid programs for college are falling short.
So we're basically starting students out the same place that our federal government now is, which is in a huge deficit. And we think he's leading the country down the wrong path, and that pretty soon it will once again be like the 1920s when only the very rich could afford to go to college.
Castor also says the president's No Child Left Behind law for K-12 education has not been adequately funded and has some, quote, bizarre testing requirements. President Bush will get an honorary doctorate of laws at today's speech. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.